Sitting in the car recording. It's dark outside and early in the morning. They should be working out. Instead, they're talking about their lives and what's going on. It's JJ and Shane on the pre-morning show.
Hello and welcome to yet another episode of the
pre-morning show.
Episode 95.
Whoa.
Of the pre-morning show. We are coming at you live from Salisbury, Maryland, from the Pure Fitness parking lot in the comfort of Shane's vehicle. And it is Thursday, March 14th, 5:09 a.m.
Oh, it's Pi Day.
Ooh.
Forgot
it is
that.
Pi Day.
Yeah, it's Pi Day.
3.14.
I wonder if
Apple
anybody's
going
to be giving out pie.
On campus?
I don't know. Maybe.
In Commons, they have to be.
They got it.
Yeah. Hey, paper pie?
Huh?
What's your favorite pie?
I mean, I love good old apple pie. But yeah. I think probably, I don't know.
Pie draft?
No. I don't know. I don't think I know enough pies to make a pie draft.
Pie chart?
I like pumpkin pie, and I like... Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean,
pumpkin
like
pie.
Pumpkin pie and apple pie, yeah.
Okay.
Apple pie.
I'm a big apple pecan guy. Pecan
oh,
pie
I
guy.
I can't have that.
Pecan pie guy.
Pecan
pie. I'm a pecan person. Like the way I say pecan is pecan, not pecan. Or
oh.
Pecan.
Pecan. Pecan is no. That's a no for me. Pecan, you know that's not how it's pronounced.
Pecan,
and you're saying
pecan
it anyway.
Do that. No.
Pecan pie. I'm going to open this drink up. Hold on.
Okay.
Listen for it. There it is.
Pecan pie. Yeah. All right. We'll have to maybe hit up Ugly Pie or something today. I don't know.
Ooh.
Or pick up a pie from Food Lion.
What are other pies? Why can't I think of any other pies?
Pecan
cherry?
Pie, apple pie, cherry pie, lemon pie, key lime pie.
I like key lime. I like key lime.
Wait, I think
see,
that's it.
No, there's got to be more pies, right? Can't you make a pie out of anything? Basically?
Anything? Like broccoli and cheddar?
Yeah. Isn't that just a quiche?
What is a quiche?
It's a pie, right? With eggs and stuff in it?
I wouldn't say it's pie.
I used to make quiches all the time at that place that sent me that email.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What place that sent you an email?
Remember the place that sent me that email I read on the podcast about me being a terrible employee?
Viva?
Viva, yeah.
They made pies there?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. No, not pies, quiches. Well,
sorry, quiches.
I guess they were pies. Yeah, quiches. What?
Shout out Nancy.
Yeah, if you're listening to this, I hope you're proud of me now. Probably not.
Could you whip up a nice quiche?
I could, actually. I remember how to make it.
Really? Okay.
Right. Half, 1.5 cups of half and half. And I can't remember exact, 6 eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can put whatever else you want in the pie crust. And that's it. You put like, we would put
what do you mean that's it?
Ham and Swiss.
Okay.
You just lay the ham and Swiss in the pie crust and then
oh, so you
the
make
eggs.
The pie crust first.
Yeah.
And then you just put whatever.
Yeah.
And then you bake
actually,
it.
Actually, I think it's 3 eggs, 1.5 cups of half and half. But when you're making 2, I remember doing 6 and 3 cups.
How do you actually make the, you have to bake it and then it creates.
Well, we would buy it from the grocery store. And let it thaw. And then when it was a little bit softer, you would pour all the stuff in and throw it in the oven for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, but the crust, though, to create a crust from the eggs and whatnot, you just put it in the oven and then it becomes
crust?
No,
you buy the crusts from the store.
Then what are you making with the eggs and stuff? That's just like what goes in the crust?
It doesn't go in the crust.
I mean,
you already
the
have
crust.
The crust. Yeah, in the pie.
In the pie.
The filling is the egg.
So you guys having... bought, you guys didn't home make your...
No.
Your crust.
No.
Sorry to hear that.
Well, they were really good quiches.
Okay.
That was the one thing I did right. That was the one. There was nothing else I did right. I may not have cleaned any of the stuff afterwards, but I made a quiche.
That's why they not get, they didn't get rid of you, is that you just, you made the best quiche in the house.
Yep. People kept coming back. They're like, can I have another piece of that quiche?
You're a quiche guy, aren't you? Yeah. Heard a lot about you. Whip me up your best quiche.
Hey, I think I know you. Whip me up your best quiche. Give me 2 hours. It's not going to take me that long, but it might take me that long. It doesn't take the average person that long.
Well, happy Pi Day to you.
Mm-hmm.
How the heck are you, Shane?
I'm good. I'm doing great. Thriving.
Yeah?
What about you?
Doing well.
Yeah?
I'm thriving even harder than you are, I'd say.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
One of my favorite things is when we get to the office after we work out, and he always IMs me something about how dumb of a workout we got. Like, not even if we worked hard, he'll just message me and said, you call that a workout? Or it'll be like,
we may as well have slept in this morning.
Yeah. Even, especially if we do something hard.
Yeah.
And actually get a good workout.
Which we have been.
Yeah.
We have been working really hard. On our last podcast, which we recorded about 2 weeks ago, because now we're just releasing a podcast on average every 2 weeks, so we apologize yet again for that. We need to do better.
Well, I'm traveling.
But, yeah.
Okay, fine.
We'll work around it.
We'll work around it, yeah.
Anyways, on the last time we recorded, on episode 94, was it? I said how I wanted to just see 185 on the scale. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've seen 184.
Ooh.
So in a matter of 2 weeks, I've gone from 190 to 195 down to 185-ish to 189, 190. So I've jumped into a new bracket here.
What have you been doing? Other than, I mean, we work hard when we're here, but we only come to the gym like two times a week.
Apparently, it's all I need. That plus, I am eating less.
Okay.
Not completely stuffing myself anymore.
Good. Yeah, I told you you'd be surprised if you just stopped doing that. If you stop eating until you feel sick, you'll.
Well, okay. I wasn't doing that like every meal. Yeah. To make it clear,
but
I wasn't
once
just
a day,
like
right?
Sitting down and just more food, more. Don't stop.
But you were doing it probably once a day.
Would eat if it was like something that like, oh, like Punjab, like,
yeah, you'd eat the whole thing.
Eat the whole thing plus some.
What do you mean plus some? There's no, hey, more than the whole thing.
I mean, like, I would just eat everything, you know. And so now, I'm taking the approach of, even with, like, rice, putting less rice on my plate. A lot of times lately, I'll put stuff on my plate and be like, you know what? That's too much.
And putting it back.
Nice. Yeah. I'm saying, I don't need that much. And then I eat what's on my plate, and that's it.
And you feel, like, comfortably full. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you just change the proportions. Less of the carb and more of the like protein and veggie if you have one, then that's it. A lot of times, mm-hmm. That's all you need to do and be working out.
So a couple house cleaning items.
Oh yes. Oh yeah.
Shout out Annie, I think her name is. She's a host and an orientation leader. She is a listener of the podcast. I ran into her at Admitted Student Day this past weekend.
Annie Elburn?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, well, shout out, Annie. Probably.
She's got short brown hair.
Probably Abby is making people listen.
Probably.
I think that's probably what's happening.
But, she said that she told, like, all of the other orientation leaders to listen to the podcast.
Oh, wow.
So.
That's awesome.
Shout out to Annie, for listening
Thank
to the
you,
pod
Annie.
And spreading the word.
And her mom is Sarah Elburn.
I was just wondering if that was, okay.
We love Sarah Elburn.
I can see that. And then the other thing that I wanted to do on the podcast.
Wait, what was that? Hold on.
What?
9,000?
What is that? Oh, this is... I have a bunch of stuff here that's just been on my list. I got a bath and shower quote for $9,000.
To just do your just bath? Just
replace our bath.
Oh, wow.
We went to the mall. This was a while ago, and...
Don't tell me you went up to one of those freaking... Yeah. The bathroom yeah. things. Oh my gosh.
Bath makeover. There was a giveaway. There was a raffle for $5,000 towards a bath makeover. So I put my information down, submitted it. They called me not too long
after,
I was like, oh snap, did I win? Turns out they were just confirming my contact information and then setting me up with an appointment so that they could take a look. So a guy came over. They did the whole spiel. I know what it's going to be like when they come in and they want to have a seat first. And the whole time I'm just thinking, like, just come on. Let me just show you where the bathroom is. Just do your thing and then leave. But they want to tell you the whole story about the company and that it's locally owned and look at how far we've come. And, you know, we're all about the people here in our company and... Yada, yada, yada. All right. When yeah. all this is happening, I know I'm about to hear an expensive quote. And lo and behold, guy comes back. He looks at everything. And then at the very end, drops the quote.
He probably said it like...
$9,500.
So, I mean, this number will seem a little bit high at first. But just remember...
we use the best quality products. Yeah.
This, it's worth it. It's worth it. And this is a standard price.
Lifetime guarantee.
You're not going to find anything better anywhere else. Oh, yeah?
You're going to be here for how many years? Oh, yeah. You're going to want this. This is what you're going to want.
If you think about it, if you pay $9,500 now, you're really adding that to the value of your home. So, really, you're going to get that money back in just a couple years. So, I mean, or did he have the kind of this accent, you know?
Hey. No, he was like Eastern Shore bred, 65-year-old man.
I mean, they make these parts real cheap. I mean, they when they put that in, what they did before, they probably didn't understand that.
If you talk like that, I probably would have checked out a lot earlier.
Oh, it wasn't that bad?
It was more like Mr. Rogers type.
Really?
Old man. Just real nice, sweet old man.
Oh, they sent Mr. Rogers for the sale. Wow. That's a good strategy.
Yeah, yeah. And so their quote was like $9,500. And that was with a $2,024 discount for the year of 2024, which was only in the month of January. So it would have cost like $11,000 to $12,000.
They will find any reason.
For just to... Not even the whole bathroom, just the tub and shower.
The whole bathroom is like $20,000. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. But that's our end goal, is to remodel that bathroom.
It's funny that they'll find any reason or any way to give a discount. It's like, for 2024, we're going to do a $2,024 discount. Because it's the month of January, that's one. You have 1 month of entirely... You can wait 1 month to pay... the deposit, and then when it hits February, that's two. So you have two more months from that point. And then at March, that's three. You got 3 days from March 1st to make your decision. And like, they'll use any number in the year to make up,
create some discount,
some plan that's gonna make you want to buy it more. And you're like, oh, it's just for this year.
Yeah, like, just gotta do it. Yeah, there's, but you're right, there's always a discount. So yeah, they've been calling and emailing since that appointment, and I just ignored it. But we got a quote from Susan's husband, Scott, for him to just install and everything, $900.
No way.
Not including materials, though. Just the cost of him demoing and installing what we pick out. So we would end up paying probably, maybe, let's just say $1,000 on like a new tub. But then for $900, he'd come in and, yeah.
Well, I got to say, he does good work.
Yeah, he does.
Because he did.
Shout out.
My backyard neighbor, Heather Holmes,
Oh.
He did their whole, like, Four Seasons room.
Oh, my gosh.
By himself.
Yeah. He's pretty much a one-man show.
It's gorgeous.
He did Charles's bathroom.
Yeah, and Charles's bathroom is awesome. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yes, I have seen it.
It's awesome. So I'm gonna have to call Scott here soon.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what the name of his actual, like, company is. I think it's
Don't
like,
need it.
Everlasting. I don't remember. Anyways, shout out Scott.
Are you gonna do it?
We wanted to see how the taxes played out.
What's wrong with your bathtub?
Right Actually, now? Nothing's wrong with it. So there's really is no rush. But we just want to have a nicer, updated guest bathroom / kids bathroom.
Okay.
Because it's pretty much all the same stuff that's been in there since
Upstairs?
The house was built. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways, nice. That was on. But the other thing I wanted to do was... Graham. We've been talking a lot of Graham recently.
Right. Did you bring the stuff that you wanted to...
No, I didn't bring the stuff, but I wasn't going to do it anyway.
Okay.
Sorry, Graham. He was trying to get me addicted to some drug.
What?
Called Zin.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, let's back up. Graham just recently bought a bike shop, right?
Right.
And so with buying that bike shop, there was apparently a lot of stuff in there that they didn't need, but it was, a lot of it was like unopened bike products, bike parts. And so in his mind, I was the first person that came up that could probably resell a lot of that stuff and then I would get a cut. And so Graham called me up and it's funny, when he called me, I don't know how he got his, did he get his, my number from you?
No.
I don't know how he got or had my number. But
maybe he's the CCC.
But how would he get my number then?
Oh, I don't know. Never mind. Go ahead.
I do think that
Graham I think he
is
might be, yeah.
The candy corn culprit. He just hasn't come out and said it yet. He called me while I was at work and it was a random number from Salisbury and usually I don't pick him up. But I, for some reason, picked it up. But then in my mind, I was like, why am I picking this up? So immediately after I picked it up, I hung up. And then I was like, well, great. Now I don't know who called me. And now they can't leave me a voicemail.
Yeah.
And so then the number calls me again. I'm like, all right, this time I'm just going to pick it up. So I pick it up. And then I hear this really deep voice on the other line. And I'm just thinking like, all right, who the heck is this salesman, this rep? Asking for JJ, and I'm like, yeah, this is JJ. How can I help you? Turns out it's Graham. At first, I didn't know what the heck he was even saying. He was saying that he was me. He was like, this is JJ. And I was like, I was really confused. But it turns out it was Graham. I didn't realize his voice was that low. So anyways, Graham calls me, and he explains he got a bike shop, and he wants me to resell a bunch of stuff. And I agree to it. And he comes over to my house later that evening with a truck full. The bed of his truck is completely full of stuff. And so it's boxes and boxes of bike parts and helmets and brakes and a little crate of...
Give me a break.
Yeah.
No, literally. Give me one.
So that was one of the ones I told Graham. Yeah, and he got overcome with bike puns.
Yeah.
As you probably know.
Yes.
Just too many to say on the pod. But a bunch of stuff that he wants me to resell. We're unloading his truck, putting it in my garage, and then I see on the bed of his truck this little like round container. I'm like, what the heck is that? And then he goes, you know, Graham. He goes on and on about what it is.
Wildly comprehensive.
Yes.
Yeah, talking about the benefits of nicotine, I'm sure.
And there was only one in there, and I was like, you're addicted. Like, you're addicted to this stuff. This is drugs. All I heard was nicotine.
Yeah.
And now,
well, you know your body has nicotinic receptors. Like, we evolved alongside nicotine in some respect.
Yeah?
Yes, we did, yeah. I'm on the same. I didn't even know.
I will say the way he explained what Zin was, He sold me.
I didn't.
He sold me on it. But
I didn't even know that Graham was on this train, but it doesn't surprise me because I was also on this train.
A Zen train?
Yeah, I have some. I use it when I need to focus. It helps me focus.
He says he uses it when he's like on night shift, but doesn't want to take a coffee,
an energy drink.
Has like a couple more hours left.
Yeah.
Because it's just like a short burst of like energy. So he wanted me on the podcast to take a Zen.
Oh, dude.
To see how it would.
How many milligrams was it?
I don't know.
He said
it was weak compared to
six. And if you took a six, you would hate it. You would absolutely hate it.
Yeah.
Three is okay. You put it in the top lip.
Yeah.
And you just let it sit there.
He said you could put it in your top lip or your bottom lip.
I wouldn't do the bottom lip. That's where all of your salivating glands are, and then you start to like swallow a little bit of it. It's really like spicy and gross.
Ugh.
It doesn't taste good. It makes you feel sick if you do too much.
Is there different brands of this type of thing?
Yeah, there are. Zen is the
most
widely spread.
So what is it called? So you know how like a cigarette is called a cigarette, but there's different brands of cigarettes.
It's a nicotine pouch.
It's called a nicotine pouch.
Right. It's like, it's similar to chewing tobacco in a sense of like you put it in your lip, but it doesn't have any of the toxicity of the actual tobacco. There's no tobacco in it. It's just isolated
nicotine.
What
Graham said is that it's not deleterious.
Correct.
He was using all kinds of words around me. I was whoa. Deleterious? Yeah. Is that even a real word?
Yes, it is a real word.
I had him spell it for me. Word. He said it's a word that
cellular biology uses that word a lot.
Like deleterious.
If something is deleterious, it's like it
basically
deletes
not good for your health is the way he put it.
Yes, it means it deletes something or does something bad. It gets rid of something.
Yeah.
That you want.
Yeah.
Graham is too smart for his own good.
I gotta hang out with him more. I'm gonna say.
Me too. I'm hoping to hang out with him this Saturday.
Have a game night with that guy.
He literally told me. Remember the other day when I was doing that? I was like, you probably wouldn't want to mess with me when I'm freaking angry. Like laughing.
When were we doing that?
We were at ASD. Just being an idiot. Graham's been... He has like a freezer, like a meat freezer that he's going to help me, in his words, procure, which I didn't know that word. He said, remember this weekend, truck procurement. And I was like,
I mean, I know
I
that word.
Figure out from context clues
I would
that
never
he means.
Use it.
He means, I figured out what procurement meant from his context of it. And I was like, okay, so I need to obtain the truck. But he just has to go the extra mile.
But it's not like he's like trying. It comes out naturally.
That's just how he is.
He's a guy that reads.
Actually, he rubs off on me. Graham rubs off on me.
Yeah.
But being around somebody that's like that is really beneficial, I think. Everybody needs a friend that's just way smarter.
Yeah.
Because it kind of brings you up. Anyway.
So...
Go ahead.
Did you want to get to the text message?
Oh, we don't. Yeah, sure.
Did you want?
We absolutely can do that. Did you save it?
I took screenshots.
All right. This is my favorite. This is my favorite thing. If anybody wants to know more about Graham, this is my favorite. Just message that he's ever sent. This is. Now, before I read this, you want me to read it or you want to read it? Actually, your voice is better.
I'll read it.
You should read it.
You might not be able to get through it.
Before JJ reads this, I just want you to keep in mind that what elicited this response from Graham was just me simply asking about this person that gave massages in college. That's
is this
all
because you wanted to find out who it was so that you could get a good massage?
No. It had nothing to do with that. I said, who was this person? I basically said, this was a long time ago, and he found this message because I said I wanted him to find it. This was from a while ago. But I said, Graham, do you remember that message that you sent years ago about the girl who gave massages or something at college?
I thought he recently wrote this, but no, he... He found his message, copied it, and pasted
it. He found his message, and it wasn't that long. It was probably like a year, maybe 2 years ago that he's told me this story. But all that, the only reason why he told it is I just asked a very simple question. Who was this person? That's mm-hmm. basically what I said. Who was this person? And then that, go ahead.
This is what the text message reads from Graham King. In the spring of 2017, Mary Jellin and I attended Salisbury University. I did not know Mary, but my good friend Thomas Heinbuckle advised that Scott Shermer once received a $20 deep tissue massage from Mary, returning with rave reviews. I promptly initiated a short exchange of perfunctory text messages with Mary. One Friday afternoon, not long thereafter, I found myself knocking on her apartment door. Mary met me at the door and ushered me in.
Ushered? It's so unnecessary. So unnecessarily detailed. Okay, go ahead.
Ushered me in. We were silent. I followed her. 10 steps into the bedroom. The walls and shelves were dense with ancient or indigenous trinkets, artifacts, artwork, woven tapestries, plants and figurines, wood and clay runes, hemp, a large Buddha, flat carved Mayan faces, twisted into terrible deep lined smiles, and thin, sharp white tendrils of burning incense that slowly fell to carpet the table. I was glad I did not understand the meaning of it all, I thought to myself. But my quick logic belied the heavy weight that had beset my spirit.
Oh my God.
I love this inner monologue that he's having.
It is literally... It's so beautiful. All right, go ahead.
All right. Mary reappeared from a dim corner of the room with a hand cabinet of essential fragrances and a bowl of hot oil. Which do you want? I paused. Taken aback. Peppermint? Mary emptied one of the vials into the bowl and motioned to the towels lining the floor. I obeyed by removing my outer garments and lying prostrate.
I can't. Prostrate.
What is that even?
I think it means you're laying face down on the floor. Just why, dude? Why?
But like the way he is explaining it, I am vividly seeing this.
I get it. It's like it's words I don't know the definition to, but I understand them.
He continues. I heard Mary's hands in the bowl and then felt them slick and warm, almost hot on my back. Music began to play. 40 minutes later, I emerged, blinking into the sunlight. $30 poorer. My skin, wiped dry from head to foot, still bore a faint peppermint sheen. My taut, dense muscles were loose and my joints aligned. It almost felt strange to walk. Or to live? To sense? I feared I was not quite the same creature that had walked in 45 minutes ago. Heraclitus once said, "No man ever steps in the same river twice, for it's not the same river, and he's not the same man." But I knew I would not remain long on the bank before entering the water again.
Bravo. I mean, literally.
If I could clap right now, I would, but I'm holding the mic.
Wow, that. I've read that probably. I mean, I've probably read that like 25 times, and every time I laugh.
And he wrote this before chat. GPT existed.
Yeah. Oh, this was 100. Yes, before it existed, it was years ago. He totally. No, that's an insult to him to say that he uses ChatGPT. He doesn't even use it, I don't think. it's just so unnecessarily beautiful.
Very beautiful. He couldn't have just said, "I got a really good massage."
That is him saying, "I got a really good massage."
Yeah. You could have asked, "Hey, who's that Mary girl?" From SU, he couldn't have just said, "Oh, she's just this girl that gave me a really good massage one time." No, instead he writes this.
Yeah, that could be published.
Yes.
That could actually be a published short
story. That could have been written in my creative writing 300 class.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really good. I tell him I think he should write a book. I would read it.
I was going to say, I mean, it seems like he's an author of sorts.
When I read, for some reason, when I read the word perfunctory, that makes me laugh every time. When I read it, the way he said it there.
Yeah, what does that even mean? When did he use it?
I had a short exchange of perfunctory text messages.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I
promptly initiated a short exchange of perfunctory text messages.
I actually looked it up. Hold on. I looked it up before.
I guess it means, like, intentional.
Yeah, like, I get the meaning of it. Carried out with a minimum effort. That's even funnier. Oh, my God. Without enthusiasm or energy.
I found myself knocking on her apartment door. Mary met me at the door and ushered me in.
I never even noticed that before, but this time when you said ushered, I lost it. All right, we may be running out of time, but I really wanted to talk about this. Answer this question.
Okay.
And this has been a whole discussion. Speaking of Graham, and we have a group chat.
Okay.
With a few people, and we were talking about this a lot last week.
Okay.
And I've done some research, and so I want to know what you think. Initial thoughts, and then we'll talk about it. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
Grizzly bear, male African lion, silverback gorilla. Who wins?
Grizzly bear, male African lion. Why is it got to be African lion? Why has it got to be a black lion?
Why has a lion got to be African?
That's pretty good.
Chris Rock?
Yeah. Yeah. I've never heard you do that impression before.
I used to do it a lot, but I completely forgot about it.
And what was the third one? Oh, silverback? Ooh. So we got the king of the forest versus the king of the...
Jungle. Yeah, it's a lion. Right?
No, I'd say lion's the king of the...
They don't live in a forest.
I mean, I was going to say the silverback was the king of the jungle.
I thought lions were known as king of the jungle.
But I don't picture them in jungles. I picture them in, like, desert land.
Yeah, that is... Oh, yeah.
King of the
Sahara. Sand.
Gosh. That's tough.
Well, walk
the three track. Alpha males in just, like, thrown into a cage?
So, that's... Part of the discussion is it a 1v1 between each of the three, and who comes out on top, who wins against who? But it's really like, of those three, who would be most fit to survive an encounter with the other two and be able to beat the other two? Not necessarily at the same time.
Hmm.
Not at the same time.
You know what? I might have to go silverback gorilla. Because I'm just... Because...
well, how about in order? Who's the most likely to... So you're saying silverback, and then...
Because I'm just imagining a gorilla, like, breaking a lion's jaw. The lion can only fight with its mouth.
Well, and it has claws as well.
Okay. But I just don't see... I mean, the claws are, like, minimal versus what it can do...
Yeah.
...with a bite.
Yeah.
I mean, I could be wrong. I just find that its mouth is more useful in fight, in combat, versus
right.
its claws. But I guess, you know, I could get that it can grip onto, like, a gorilla's back.
Yeah.
You know, and just, like, be chewing away. But I feel like a gorilla is just, like, so dense, and, like, his skin is just so rough that he's got, like, a skin of armor.
What about a bear?
And then a bear.
I mean, grizzly bear. Full-grown
grizzly bear.
I mean, do you know how big they are?
They're huge.
Do me a favor. What's your most to least likely to win? Like, is it gorilla lion bear or gorilla bear lion?
I feel like... I mean, just the sheer size of a grizzly bear. My gut reaction is gorilla, grizzly, lion.
So that's basically what I said, too.
Yeah?
But okay. I listened to a podcast about this. Wow. And I did some research.
You did some research. Okay. About that specifically?
That specific question. Yeah, this is a big question in the really? Space of like, yeah, is it not fun? This is so fun to talk about. And I feel like it's such a guy thing, too. I think women will find this interesting also, but it's just
people
such
are like,
a
man. What are they talking about in that car?
Yeah. But what do you guys do at sleepovers? This is pretty much what we do. We talk about what animals will win in a fight. So grizzly bear. We'll go one, like it's, I took the transcript from that podcast, the whole transcript, and I put it into ChatGPT, and I said, analyze this and give me all the details
oh my gosh.
So I can, like, pretend that these animals are going to fight.
Okay.
So, grizzly bear usually could be up to 1,500 pounds. That is a massive animal. 1,500 pounds isn't usual. Usually around 1,000 pounds, probably. 1,000 pounds.
Like a grizzly bear is usually around 1,000?
A grizzly bear is usually around 1,000 pounds.
But can get up to 1,500.
Yes. They can also stand up, remember. And they have huge claws, 4 inches long. Up to
4 inches.
Now, their bite force...
Their claws are 4 inches long?
They're huge. Yeah. And bite force is about 1,200 PSI.
Mm-hmm.
So, pounds per square inch. That's how you measure, like, bite force or grip strength or whatever. So they're really strong and have a lot of endurance. They can carry up to their own weight or more. protective fur, right? So, but weaknesses, they're less agile.
Yeah.
And they're what are called risk averse. So something that was part of the discussion was you have to take in all of their environmental factors too and the way that they act.
Right.
So grizzly bears will have been known to run away from certain animals like wolverines or something. They will run away from something much smaller than them just because they don't want to get into a fight.
Huh.
Right? Because they're solitary animals for the most. They don't have a pack. They don't have a...
Right.
They're by themselves. And so they don't want to get hurt because really there's nobody to help them if they get hurt. So they don't want a confrontation a lot of times. You can scare a bear away.
Right. I've seen videos of people like, you know, yell, like at the top of their lungs.
Yeah. So that's...
a bear charging at them.
Yeah, that's... Have you seen... I saw a video of that yesterday. These guys do it and they...
And the sticks are
around
their pants.
Yeah, their pants are all brown.
I literally saw that video yesterday, too.
Yeah, it's so funny.
That's crazy.
Okay, so bears, 1,200 PSI. You know, they're really strong, really have a lot of endurance, but they don't really want to fight a lot of times unless they absolutely have to.
Yeah.
All right, silverback gorilla. They're middleweight. They're usually around 400 to 500 pounds. So they're a third of the size.
Okay.
All right? They're long arms. They, you know, they're really strong. They can lift over 4,000 pounds. So 10 times
Holy
their
crap, dude.
10 times their weight. They could throw a grizzly bear. Okay? They could throw a grizzly bear around, basically.
They can lift up to
10 times their weight.
10 times their weight.
They're
about 500
strong.
Pounds.
Yeah. About.
So they can lift 50,000 pounds?
No. What? 10 times, that's 100 times.
5,000.
Yes.
5,000.
50,000 pounds. All right. Their bite force, actually, funny enough, is the highest of any of these three.
Are you serious?
Gorillas are, yeah. It's like 1,400 PSI. So their bite strength.
I would have never guessed that gorillas can bite stronger than a bear and stronger than a lion.
Yep. But they don't need to. So this is another part. I'll tell you my initial reaction. What I want the gorilla to win. I think I have a... I'm biased. Gorilla is one of my favorite animals.
Yeah.
I love gorillas. But as we'll find out, it might not be able to do it. But they're the most intelligent. They usually they can have like 90 to 100 IQ. Like they know sign language. They can learn all this stuff.
That's crazy. They
can use tools and
tactics.
What's
the average IQ of a human being?
Like, to be honest, I don't
like,
know.
Like, what do you think your IQ is?
Mine? I don't know what a good IQ is or not, so I can't... I don't know. I've never taken a test, I don't think. But a gorilla... 100 IQ is not... It's not bad. Like, it's not bad. So they're intelligent. They can use tools. They have exceptional strength. But they're less experienced in lethal combat. There has never been... any evidence of a gorilla actually, like, killing anything or hunting. All of their...
Killing... There's no evidence of a gorilla killing anything?
Well, maybe other gorillas, but usually they don't fight.
Well, what was the whole thing about Harambe?
He didn't kill anything.
But he was, like, going to kill, like, a kid.
I don't believe that.
Well, that's why they shot him, right? Because there was a kid in...
potential to
because a kid fell into the...
Yes. Basically. But gorillas are strong, and they have those big teeth, and they're, like, their chests are pumped up, but it's all for show. They don't actually fight each other most 9 times out of 10. They're just... It's for intimidation only. They don't have combat experience. Right, so that was, like, a big factor.
Pretty much like us, like,
yeah, pretty much.
We got the guns to show for it, but we just too humble to use our strength.
Then the lion, they're about 550 pounds. That's okay. A huge beast, though.
Yeah,
550 is, like, so the largest.
About the same size,
probably like 400
weight as a gorilla.
Yep. teeth and claws. They're basically built to kill. Is kind of the caveat here. They're ambush predators, so they will catch you off guard, really high speed, and they always aim for the throat because they know that that's what kills things.
So this is kind of going towards a lion.
Well,
which is the one that I chose.
Apex predator.
They don't call grizzly bears or gorillas apex predators?
Gorillas are not predators. That's the whole thing. They're not predators. They don't eat meat. They don't kill things. They just eat, like, bamboo.
What?
Gorillas. They don't hunt. They don't
They're chase. Vegetarians?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not a gorilla, dude.
I think they might be omnivores. I don't know that they eat anything, but they...
They don't eat anything?
Well, I mean, I don't think they eat, like, meat. Okay. So, there are a few factors that come into this. The implication of intelligence. So, can the gorilla's intelligence and potential use of tools significantly offset the physical advantages of the bear and lion? This was my kind of point, was like, well, they can pick up things and use them. They're smart enough to know and make a strategy. Yeah. They're not just, like, aiming for the kill. You know, a lion just, like, locks in on something and
Right. It's
not, there's not much thought. Go for the throat, kill it. But I feel like if a gorilla knew that, it might be able to defend. I don't know. I just have so much faith in the gorilla for some reason. How does the grizzly bear size compare to the agility and speed of the lion? Right? So it's like, but the grizzly bear, if a lion gets on it and grabs its throat, grizzly bear can stand up, shake the lion off.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different things. So one of the huge roles was, like, where are they fighting?
Right. Because I was thinking that if there's going to be, like, trees involved, I mean, gorillas all day, right?
Right.
But grizzly bears, they can still climb.
Right.
Obviously not as quickly as a gorilla can. Lions can climb too?
Lions, I'm sure they could, but they don't.
Yeah.
But one of the things I said, remember I said bears would run away?
Yeah.
Gorillas would probably run away too. If it tried to scare and then didn't work, they would probably back off because they don't really want to fight either. Lions have been known to kill, like, wildebeests and sometimes elephants if they're lucky enough.
Wow.
But because they're not risk averse. Like, because they have a whole pride that will take care of them and hunt for them if they need a break or if they hurt themselves. They, with that sense of security, makes them confident.
Mm.
And so they just go for the kill and not really think about.
So you say they have more pride than the other two animals.
Yeah. That was good. Yes.
I ain't lying.
Essentially, yes. No, you're not lying.
No. Come on, man.
So I'm trying to make sure I'm getting all of the details here. There's so many. I'm going to send you that podcast so you can listen to it. It's really good.
It's really interesting.
It's very in-depth, and they go really far in, like, how does, you know, who would
What
really
about
win?
Throwing this animal into the mix? Orca.
That wouldn't even be fair. If you put those animals in the water, they die. What is wrong with you?
What? But you put the orca on land.
And he's basically useless.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so here's the final analysis. I said to ChatGPT, I said, okay, you tell me what you think, knowing what I've just sent you and knowing what you inherently know about these animals, what do you think? It says here, if I were to pick a winner based on the synthesis of the given analysis, in a scenario prioritizing brute strength and endurance, meaning like a cage match, if they were stuck in a cage, the grizzly bear would likely be victorious.
Wow.
Because of its size, strength, and defense. Its ability to withstand significant injuries and keep fighting. So they have huge endurance. And something that's interesting about...
I'm thinking like in a video game, like the health bar of a grizzly bear. It would just take so long.
And they're very... They will endure. Like a lion is like... They have the instinct and they have the kill command, I guess. But they're going to get gassed quickly. But a bear will last. And something that the difference between lions and bears when they kill something, it's really pretty crazy. A lion is more humane. They just go for the throat, suffocate, strangulate. It's done. The animal's dead. Bears will rip you apart. Bears usually start eating the prey before they die. They maul them. A bear will maul you and rip you limb from limb while you're alive and just start eating you while you're still
Why do we
kicking.
Only use that term for a bear attack? Mauled by a bear.
Yes, because that's what that means. It's not aimed. It's not precise. It is just, you're just mauling.
You're just getting...
It's like you're sticking your obliterated. Head into a lawnmower. Like,
oh, it's gosh.
It's mauling you.
Ugh.
Yeah. So that's the difference, is that a bear is, they're wild, like crazy when they're killing. And with that much endurance, it's saying that a grizzly bear would emerge as the victor in a cage match. But, yeah. However, considering combat experience and tactical intelligence, the lion has proven abilities in taking down large prey and could leverage its agility and social hunting strategies in a one-on-one fight, especially if it can ambush.
Yeah.
So if you're in the open plain, in that environment, where there's an opportunity for the lion to attack first, the lion probably wins, no matter what it is. And they've actually found evidence that jaguars, which are much smaller, have killed adult lions because they found...
Really?
I mean, not lions, I'm sorry. Gorillas.
Oh. Gorillas. Oh, wow.
They have found gorilla toes in jaguar stomachs. Yeah, so they've never seen it.
They killed the gorilla.
They've never seen it, but they have a theory that jaguars, what they do to kill a male gorilla, because they're no... I mean, they would get... A gorilla would kill it if it got a hold of it. But they ambush and go for the femoral artery on the gorilla's leg. So they go down, slice it open, and then run away and wait for the gorilla to bleed out.
Jeez.
And then they come in and take and eat it, basically. So that's ambush, yeah. Right? So there's strategy to it. Different animals have the different strategy. But while the gorilla's intelligence and strength are impressive, its lack of killing instinct and combat experience with other species make it less likely to win in a fight to the death against animals that are natural-born killers or significantly larger or stronger. So, in a one-on-one fight to the death, my analysis leans towards the grizzly bear as the most likely victor in a direct confrontation given its significant advantages in size, strength, and endurance. However, it's crucial to remember it's speculative and based on hypothetical scenarios, obviously, as these animals inhabit different ecosystems, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
So this basically goes bear, lion, gorilla. So the opposite of what I initially thought and what I wanted to be true.
Yeah. I guess I've just watched too much, like, animated shows and Planet of the Apes. I mean, couldn't a gorilla just pick up a gun?
Yeah. They could. But they might shoot themselves.
Yeah. You could teach a gorilla sign language. You could teach a gorilla how to pick up a gun and shoot it.
Anybody listening that knows about this, feel free to
chime in.
Chime in and give your argument as to why.
Are you team grizzly, team gorilla, or team lion?
I think even though I know, like now that I know what I know, I still am team gorilla. I gotta go.
Even more so, it's underdog.
I think that it if but another thing is the gorilla can't make a fist.
I didn't what? Know that. They can't I did make not fists. Know that.
Yeah, they just have like a open palm. This is what their hands look like, and so they would just slap really hard. One of the things on the
so it can't like punch.
Right. It just can, like...
smash.
Yeah. But one of the things in the discussion was pointed force. So, like, a lion has, like, claws and teeth. There are points of force that they will use, and they can expose a weakness, right? The neck. And they have pointed force to go in and actually hit that weak spot. Adequately. Bears, the same thing. They have claws and teeth. Gorillas don't really have anything or know how to use anything. I mean, their teeth, they do have the strongest bite force, which is weird. But really, they're just biting open bamboo. I mean, they're just, you know.
How the heck do they even measure bite force?
I don't know how they measure it on an animal unless they get the animal to bite something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it all like speculative?
Maybe it's something to do with the size of the jaw muscles, and they just do a math equation. Use the bite force equation for that.
Yeah. That's all. Yeah. It's great. Yeah. I love this discussion. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let me think about it.
Yeah. I'm going to send you the podcast. It's like 30 minutes long. It's really good.
Who does a podcast?
It's Lex Friedman. Okay. Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Yeah. Send it to me.
They have like one of the best combat coaches, like that he coaches like anime. Jeez, dude, MMA. Oh my god, he coaches anime. Yeah, he goes in. Wow, these guys are really strong. You gotta hit them where it hurts. Anime coach. Oh man.
Well, do you have anything else you want to say?
No, we should go in.
It's what late. Was in your group chat? What did they say for like bear, gorilla, lion?
Everybody seemed to like the lion the most, but except for me. I want the gorilla to win.
Yeah, I just imagine gorilla literally taking the jaws of a lion and breaking them.
I think kind of like King
just
Kong.
King Kong. Yeah. By the way, they're coming out with a new King Kong movie. King Kong Godzilla. Do you see that?
Yeah. I want to see that movie.
I want to see it too, but I'm kind of behind on my King Kong Godzilla stuff. I haven't seen any in a while.
You didn't watch Kong versus Godzilla?
No.
Oh, it was pretty good.
I need to watch it. You need to check that out. What was the one? Was it a Godzilla movie or something?
-1.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see that also.
You haven't seen it?
I have not.
Okay. I need to check it out. I have not.
I think it's on... no, we talked about this.
HBO Max?
Yeah, we talked about this.
All right.
-1. Because you were like, what is a +1 or what is a minus? Why does it say -1? I don't know.
Did I say that?
I don't know. Yes, you did.
All right, let's go ahead and wrap up and get in there.
Okay.
Bit of good talk. We hope you guys enjoyed this discussion this morning. This has been episode 95 of the
pre-morning
show. We'll catch you guys next time.
Adios.